friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Six high school football players race to save woman trapped in car as she screams for help. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Several high school football players made their hometown very proud when they rushed to help a woman trapped in her car after having an accident. They are 16 and 17 years old, and they play for their Rome, Georgia high school football team, and they are being applauded for their heroic actions. Caesar, Trayvon, Antoine, Messiah, Tyson, and Alto all responded to the calls for help from inside a wrecked car one recent morning as they arrived at school. A woman, believed to be in her 50s, collided with another vehicle. The impact jammed both her passenger and driver's side doors shut. Together, the young men worked to open the passenger door in an effort to save the woman trapped in the car. But they soon realized they would also have to open the driver's door in order to free the woman from her badly damaged car. "We used all our muscles. We're pretty big people. We're strong. We play football, so we lift weights a lot. But the door was just extremely bent and broke," said Trayvon Adams. As the players helped the woman from her crashed car, Trayvon checked on the driver of the other vehicle to ensure their safety as well. Meanwhile, inside the school, math teacher Luis Goya called 911 when he heard the crash. Mr. Goya later shared with CNN, "We are very proud of them. This is the kind of news that we need that is more positive." The group of guys succeeded in freeing the woman trapped in her car, and they have received significant attention for the heroic act. But Trayvon said, "We've been recognized in a lot of different ways. We appreciate it, but I feel we just did the right thing." Rome, Georgia is about an hour from Atlanta, but there is another Rome, and the expression, "Rome wasn't built in a day," was written about that special other place by the same name. The breathtaking and timeless city of Rome, Italy, took years to become those things. And the young men of Rome, Georgia, aware of and willing to do the right thing, have received years of quality parenting and education to become the fine students they are. The glory of young men is their strength, gray hair the splendor of the old. Proverbs 20:29.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Jonathan Kane of Journey shares the faith-based story behind Don't Stop Believing, written by Hallie Wells, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Jonathan Kane of Journey shares the incredible story behind the song Don't Stop Believing. Did you know the inspiration behind this iconic hit is rooted in faith? Jonathan Leonard Frigga, known professionally as Jonathan Kane, was born in 1950 in Chicago, Illinois. He began his music career in 1965, attended the Chicago Conservatory of Music, and joined Journey in 1980, playing with the band during all of their active years since then. Here, Jonathan describes how faith and the presence of God, even when unnoticed by him, had been a constant in his life and led him to where he is today. He says his story begins with his father. When Jonathan Kane of Journey was just a child, he'd watched his dad in prayer, and he craved the faith that he observed in his father. But when he asked if he could go with him to Jesus, his father told him that he'd have to find his own relationship with Jesus. He'd have to find his own way to God. the singer, musician, songwriter, then shares two incredible events from his childhood that helped shape the song Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. When he was a boy, he nearly drowned in an Arkansas lake. A nearby man saved him and brought him to shore, but Jonathan recognized that God had really been the one to save him. He goes on to explain that when he was 8 years old and in third grade, a horrific fire had taken the lives of 92 children and three nuns at the very school he attended. Can you imagine the trauma that would have caused? Jonathan reports that, though grateful, he was confused about why he was saved when so many were lost. His dad believed that it was so he could do something special, and he believed that something had to do with music. Jonathan talks about his early days in music and about his doubts along the way. There were successes and there were days when he struggled, but his father urged him, "Don't stop believing." He says that it was those wise words that led 5 years later to the 1981 song Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. Jonathan Cain attributes that song to landing Journey a place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. When Jonathan's dad passed away years later, he felt a huge loss. He felt he'd lost his encourager and his musical inspiration. But that's when he heard his Heavenly Father's voice telling him that it was his voice speaking through John's father all along. He then realized that it was God who had been there when he wrote Open Arms and Faithfully. It was he who inspired those words. Jonathan Cain of Journey writes and performs Christian music and worship today. He lives in Florida with his minister's wife, Paula White, and now he sees things much more clearly. He understands. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.